Miss Marple's Final Cases by Agatha Christie. Read by Joan Hickson. Sanctuary. The vicar's wife came round the corner of the vicarage with her arms full of chrysanthemums. A good deal of rich garden soil was attached to her strong brogue shoes, and a few fragments of earth were adhering to her nose, but of that fact she was perfectly unconscious. She had a slight struggle in opening the vicarage gate, which hung, rustily, half off its hinges. A puff of wind caught at her battered felt hat, causing it to sit even more rakishly than it had done before. "Oh, bother," said Bunch. Christened by her optimistic parents, Diana, Mrs. Harmon had become Bunch at an early age for somewhat obvious reasons, and the name had stuck to her ever since. Clutching the chrysanthemums, she made her way through the gate to the churchyard, and so to the church door. The November air was mild and damp. Clouds scudded across the sky with patches of blue here and there. Inside, the church was dark and cold. It was unheated except at service times. "Boo!" said Bunch expressively. "Oh, I'd better get on with this quickly. I don't want to die of cold." With a quickness born of practice, she collected the necessary paraphernalia. Vases, water, flower holders. "Oh, I wish we had lilies," thought Bunch to herself. "I get so tired of these scraggy chrysanthemums." Her nimble fingers arranged the blooms in their holders. There was nothing particularly original or artistic about the decorations, for Bunch Harmon herself was neither original nor artistic, but it was a homely and pleasant.